Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Northwoods Terry. Northwoods Terry, my friend, you're on the line. We'll go forward, but hang on the line. The producers will get you on the line. Northwoods Terry, can you hear me? Let me go to a subject. Northwoods Terry, call back. We will get you on the line. The lines are open. I want to get, we were talking about Youngkin and we were Virginia, and we were talking about J.D. Vance from Ohio. People who have gone full frontal Trump, when they posed as moderates beforehand. Well, let me tell you some people that are fueling this intellectually on the right. There's a woman named Candace Owens. Don't know if you know who Candace Owens is. She's a right-wing commentator on the nutty side. Many of them are nutty, not all of them. Candace Owens. She came out with a statement in which she said, quote, the U.S. should invade Canada to protect the truckers from the tyrannical reign of Justin Trudeau Castro. All right. Now, look, all right, you can say Candace Owens, what a piece of work. You can say Candace Owens, what a piece of work. However, when somebody says stupid things like that, and by the way, let me interrupt now. We have Northwoods Terry back on the line. Northwoods Terry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Matt. Hear me?
Terrific. Yeah, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
I got to tell you a story about a gal I knew in Duluth a number of years ago. But anyway, her husband and her went out to Washington, D.C. in the 80s. He was a carpenter. They went out there to work on the Capitol, as I understand it. But anyway, one day she commented about Virginia and Maryland. You could tell when you left Maryland, Virginia, she didn't use the word trashy, but it just looked different. You could tell. Well, I just said, hey, Maryland is a union state. Virginia's not. That's the way I would explain that. But it's not that way anymore, Matt. I mean, it's like you say, it's got more progressive since then. But I just thought I'd share that with you because.
Yeah. No, thanks, Terry. Yeah, let's give you a little history on that, because that's an interesting thing you said. First of all, the best quotation about that whole area came from John F. Kennedy, who was once asked, what do you think of Washington, D.C.? He said, Washington is a city of southern efficiency and northern charm. And I think that was a great comment. However, we're talking ancient history now. You know, look, and Virginia, I lived there in the Navy. At least I was home ported there, didn't get there a ton. But in any event, the deal about Virginia, if you've ever been to the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, it's one of the great universities in the country. Thomas Jefferson designed the campus. And it's a gorgeous university and a very fine one. And then you have the Richmond area. I mean, the history, that was the capital of the Confederacy. The capital of the Confederacy was not in Alabama. It was in Richmond, Virginia. And the Battle of Bull Run, Lincoln would come out of the Capitol and sit on a horse and watch the action. If you can believe that, they were afraid that the Confederates would overrun Washington, D.C. And frankly, Maryland in the Civil War had slave owning sympathies. It really did. Confederate sympathies. And the Battle of Antietam was fought in Maryland soil. And that was one of the turning points of the Civil War. But I'll tell you what, we're talking 19th century there. If you talk 18th century, remember George Washington was from Virginia. Thomas Jefferson was the governor of Virginia. And for a while, they were afraid that the British would capture him. He had to go into hiding. A lot of history down there. It's really a great state. Maryland's a great state. All states are great states. What I'm getting at is, you know, they elected Terry McAuliffe, and they've elected, right now, they have a Democrat, or they did just before Youngkin's election. They had another Democratic another Democratic governor, and they voted for Joe Biden and voted for Barack Obama. You know, so forget politics. The history is unbelievable, but the politics are basically very sound. The point I'm making is that Youngkin snuck in as a chameleon. There he was on the branch. They said, you look like a lizard, you look like a chameleon, but you have a green skin, so you can't be a Republican. And the minute he got elected, he changed colors to bright red. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at. And so it's very, I mean, Virginia will go blue again, but we're going to have, McAuliffe made some mistakes in that campaign. And quite frankly, we're going to have to put up better candidates. And, but Youngkin, the point is this, Youngkin's not getting away with it. He's underwater in the polls, only 41% approve, 43% disapprove. All this critical race theory and all this baloney he's been thrown out there, they disapprove after 3 months. I've never heard of a governor who stunk up the joint so bad that 3 months into it, he's underwater on approvals. That's ridiculous, except that that is happening with him. But let me get back to Candace Owens. The way people like Youngkin and J.D. Vance, who are probably innately moderates, but they've decided to go full frontal Trump, you have firebrands like Candace Owens, who says, quote, the U.S. should invade Canada to protest or to protect truckers from the tyrannical reign of Justin Trudeau Castro. Now, first of all, Justin Trudeau's name is not Castro. She's talking about Fidel Castro. Secondly, the only connection to Fidel Castro, quite frankly, is Ted Cruz's father, who is a Castro supporter and had to escape Cuba when Batista was still in there. And so the Castro stuff is more on the other side, and it's not American anyway. It's not really on either side. But she also supports Russia in Ukraine, just like Tucker Carlson. And she blames NATO for aggression and says the U.S. should get out. She also, this is Candace Owens. Candace Owens called LeBron James, one of my favorite, after Giannis, and Chris Middleton, my favorite basketball player, quote, a liar with a low IQ, end quote. That's what Candace Owens said. And she's an African-American woman. She said, you know, there's some bars in Ohio that refuse to show Lakers games because LeBron James is on the Lakers. And LeBron James has been very upfront about opposing Trump's policies. You know, he's not a political guy. He says the obvious. Trump's policies were bad. And then when Eric Garner was strangled out in Staten Island for selling cigarettes without a license, LeBron James and the guys on his team all wore T-shirts that said, I can't breathe. So the right wing went nuts. This is long before now. You know, now everybody wears T-shirts saying justice and all this. LeBron James was the trailbreaker. And this idiot Candace Owens says he's a liar with a low IQ. Frankly, he's a very smart guy. And he's an honest guy with a lot of integrity. Now, this gets picked up. This gets picked up. Not necessarily against LeBron James, but this is kind of right-wing stuff. So you think that it's weird that J.D. Vance in Ohio and Youngkin, where is Youngkin? Well, I'll tell you what, he's underwater. That's where he is in Virginia. Adam Jarko, running for attorney general in the state right now, just said that, quote, Wisconsin deer hunters may be forced to invade Canada to restore liberty. And he's out raising his other Republican opponent in that primary for attorney general. The party is nuts, and the so-called intellectual patina it has is Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson. Going to break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Barry White.